Hello, everyone. Welcome to Natural Vibes Holistic Podcast. I want to say good afternoon to my fellow listeners out there, to my tribe, to my spiritual family. Welcome. Today, I want to discuss with y'all the power of manifestation, particularly positive manifestation. We live in a time where everyone's moving fast. We're so influenced by friends, family, the outside world, that oftentimes that influence has a strong impact on our thoughts and how we perceive the past, the present, and the future. Some of you might ask, well, what is manifestation? I never sat down long enough to think about that. Well, manifestation is basically what you think you could bring into reality. And here some of you go, oh no, we're about to start talking that mystical stuff or that voodoo stuff. No, listen. It's about how you think is what you get back in return. Some of you might call it the law of attraction. It is a form of that. How you think and what you think is what comes back to you. Look, we're spiritual beings. We are beings with neurons and electrons floating through our bodies. And oftentimes, what you think come to you. If you don't believe me, for those of y'all that attend church, how many times you ever hear your pastor say, you got to get up. There's a breakthrough coming today. Something big coming your way. I want you to open up your spirit and be ready to receive it. He's building you up for positive manifestation. And then you at church, you like, yeah, Jesus. And you're clapping and you're dancing. If you had a holiness church, you're dancing around and you're bopping around in front of church. You might fall out and shake on the ground a little bit. He, speaking tongue. The pastor said, I got a breakthrough coming. A man come my way. My bill's about to get paid and stuff. You all pumped up. Now that when you first came into church, you were down. You didn't know how you were going to pay your bills. You didn't know if you were going to get a new car, if you were going to get that job you've been waiting for, or if your relationship was going to get saved. But then the pastor got you all pumped up. See, the thing is, you relied on that external force, which is the pastor. And I'm not saying the pastor is a con artist. He's not. He understands the laws of manifestation and the laws of attraction. And what he does, he used the Bible as a cover up to get to you, because y'all Christians and stuff, nothing wrong with that, to get to you. And now you thinking it's the pastor that's hooking you up to this blessing, but it's not. You just switch your energy inside yourself, and now you're the one that's doing the manifestation. You're the one that's attracting that job. Your bills getting paid. It's coming from you. And that's what Natural Vibe Holistic Podcast is all about. Having people tap into their inner selves. Finding the strength within. Because if your pastor died, God forbid he died, let's say tomorrow, you're going to tell me you can't get any more breakthroughs? You can't get any more blessings in life because he's gone? That's because you're relying on the external to bring you to the manifestation that you're capable of doing yourself. Facts. Think about this. What you think about, what your thoughts are, is what you bring to you. You think about being in debt, you're going to be in debt all the time. Think about losing your job, you're going to lose your job. You think about that woman or that man never coming back, they're not coming back. Every time I go to the mailbox, I got nothing but bills. Well, that's what you're going to get every time you go there. You're going to find yourself with bills. You're the one that's manifesting that. Well, how do I break out of that? How do I break out of that? Well, you got to change your thought process. You have to have daily affirmations. Positive affirmations. Start journaling in your book what you want. in your life and what you want throughout your day. I want an increase. I want a raise. Start writing that down every day. Say it to yourself in the mirror. Before you know it, a raise come out of nowhere, a promotion comes from out of nowhere, or better yet, a whole new job opportunity comes from out of nowhere that pays you. You've been waiting on that job to call you back? Don't sit there and say, man, they take forever. It's taking for a long time. Guess what? The longer you think like that, a week's going to go by before you hear from this job. But if you say, man, my job is on its way, and you start meditating that, and oftentimes you don't have to meditate for stuff, but that might center your thoughts. Sometimes meditation helps center your thoughts and help you clear things out and focus on what you need to focus on or give you some form of clarity. That's not the point of meditation all the time, but sometimes you can use meditation for that aspect, and that's a whole nother show. But you need to write it down. You need to look in the mirror and say, my job is on its way. Matter of fact, I'm ironing my work clothes now because it's coming. It's already here. I'm getting my work clothes. People, what are you doing? I iron my work clothes. Wait a minute, but you don't work this. Yes, I do. I already got that. I'm getting my work clothes out because this job is already here. Before you know it, you get that acceptance letter in your email. We want to say congratulations. Da da da. We want to give you the position. Manifesting it. You want to lose weight? I tell people this all the time. I work out. I used to power lift. Been pretty swole. I could always change my body structure pretty fast in a 3 month period, 3 or 4 month period. And one of my friends asked me to say, how you do that? I said, it begins in the mind. And you say, what do you mean? Well, for instance, take your brain, right? Our brain. Well, your cells in your body has a membrane. And if you start thinking and look in the mirror and say, boy, I'm losing weight. I'm going to get real small. I'm going to drop down 15 pounds or 20 pounds. And the more you keep saying that, thinking that, your brain will activate the chemicals in your body that in return speeds up your metabolism and help you burn that weight. If you say, I'm going to bulk up, same thing. Your brain sends the chemical to your body and causes for your muscles to start developing. Of course, you have to work out, but that's a major part of it. You can't be in the gym saying, oh man, I can't gain no muscle. I'm still out of shape. Da 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 da. It's going to take you longer to get fit. Because you're constantly manifesting the longer wait. Your thoughts is what's jamming you up. It's building that Berlin Wall that's not allowing you to get to the next level in your life. It's in you to get what you want out of life. You want true love? You want your soulmate to come? Start visualizing her or him. Start writing down in your journal. I'm going to keep going back to this journal because this journal, once you put it on paper, you done put it out to the universe. You done put it out to the universe. Start saying in the mirror, my soulmate on their way. What are you doing? Well, I'm in the gym. I'm getting fit. So when my soulmate come, I'm all that I need to be for myself so I could be all I need to be for them. I'm getting prepared. You can't be out in the street running around chasing men or women, whatever your cup of tea is, and talking about, well, I want my soulmate. No, because now you're attracting all these different energies from flirting and talking and having sex with different people. And by the time you do come across Mr. or Mrs. Right, you done been around with so many different people, you done attached their luggage and their spirit, and it's jamming you up. It's blocking you from receiving your blessing, what you trying to manifest. But start writing it down. They're coming. My soulmate, hey, I'm getting ready for you. We're going to have an amazing time when we meet. Great conversation. We're going to grow together. It's going to be a relationship filled with love and abundance and prosperity. Every day I wake up, hey, I even talk to my soulmate. Hey, I hope you're having a good morning. Because when me and you meet, it's going to be, every morning is going to be amazing. I tell them my name. Hey, I start talking. People say, you crazy. No, look, I tell them, look, we get ready to go on a fabulous vacation together. We're going to have an amazing home together where we're going to grow vegetables. We're going to be meditating together. We're going to be two spiritual beings that finally join force to form a unit of positive energy. My soulmate and I, we're going to be able to hold hands and stare into each other's eyes. Spend Saturday or early mornings just embracing each other and listen to each other breathe.
People say, man, you crazy, man. Relationships don't work like that.
Yes, it does, because I'm manifesting it. I didn't put it out there to the universe. I didn't write it down on paper. Once it hits the paper and come out my mouth, bam, it's out there to the universe. Now it's up to me to keep the positive energy going, to open the channels to receive it. Back to the church again. How many times have you ever heard the pastor say, boy, even the Bible speaks about it, the power of the tongue. The power of the tongue. I had a pastor tell me a long time ago. He said, if all you ever do is speak evil on a person or look for faults in them, that's all you're going to see. And oftentimes, as a human being, that's what we do. We get caught in that spiritual rat trap where all we do is see the negativity in people. And you never see the greatness in people. Everybody has flaws. Everybody has flaws. It doesn't matter how much of their flaws you want to tolerate. You know what? I'm going to be honest with y'all. I used to be out in public sometime before I came into my likeness and came into my deeper level of love, acceptance, because I wasn't always like this. And a lot of you are not like this either, and you might be on a journey to get like this, and I welcome you on this journey, because we need more of humanity on this journey. This is what's going to generate peace in the world. To my spiritual family and my tribe out there. So I used to be in public sometime, and I would see certain people, and I don't know anything about them. I remember I used to judge them like, man, he whack for wearing them shoes, or look at them, or, you know, da-da-da-da. And I just was judging these people all over the place. Judge. And then I wonder why I was being judged by so many people myself. Here I was, I didn't even know these people's journey. I didn't know what they were going through financially, spiritually, emotionally, mentally. And I'm out here judging them. Don't know anything about them. Who the hell was I to do that? And what I was doing in return, I was manifesting judgment back onto me. And I was wondering why, where I go, someone was judging me. Because I was putting that negative energy out to the universe and it was coming back to me tenfold. Now I see people, I don't judge them. You know what I say when I see people? There goes somebody that's on a journey in life. A spiritual journey or whatever journey, they're on a journey. We are all on a journey. When I walk past human beings, I don't know them, but I get the energy like, man, they're on a journey. It's probably amazing. Or it's going to stimulate some growth. They're on a journey. I'm passing by all these journeys. If I have conversations with people at a lounge somewhere, I don't judge people when they're talking to me at the lounge. I don't care about where they work at or what they went through or what education they have. All I'm saying to myself is, here I am, I'm on my path, and I just met this wonderful soul that's on their path. We might link up again down on the same path down the line, or we could just be here for the moment, two spirits meeting and departing on our own separate ways into our own different journeys. That's how I approach people now. Everyone don't have to fit your mold of what people should be like. When my soulmate comes to me, I'm going to be so accepting of them. And they're going to be so accepting of me that it's going to make it easier for us to grow together. To love and be intimate with each other. Let me tell y'all something. To my spiritual family out there, that's some of the best sex you can have, where you two are in sync spiritually with each other. That's some of the best sex you can have. See, anybody can have sex. You can put your penis in a vagina, or put your vagina up against another vagina, or your penis on a penis, whatever it is. Whatever that you do, I'm not judging you. That's your journey. But whoever you intimate with, if that's all you're doing, there's nothing there. And that sex is only going to last so long. You find yourself thinking you're making love to your partner and they can't even look you in the eyes during sex. That relationship, there's nothing there. When you make love to your partner, you guys should be able to look each other in the eyes with the deepest form of intimacy. When you two are climaxing, you should be able to embrace each other in each other's arms, or just embrace each other, period. whatever position you're in, when you're in the middle of climaxing, her orgasm should be your orgasm, and your orgasm should be her orgasm. Y'all probably didn't catch that. Her orgasm should be your orgasm, and your orgasm should be her orgasm. Or his, or hers, hers. That's when you know you in sync. Manifestation works in so many aspects of our lives. Even sex, like I just said, manifesting that climax, that deep level of intimacy with each other. If you're already experiencing negativity in your life, well, you might as well try thinking positive. Because wherever you focus is where you're heading. You're focused on being broke, you're going to be broke. You focus on your marriage in a divorce, it's going to end a divorce. You focus on negative traits with your partner, that's all you're going to see. You focus on your car might break down, it's going to break down. Wherever you focus is where you're headed. And some of us are slaves to this negativity. And it's sometimes it's not even your fault. It's a lot of it could be society, your family upbringing. Especially if you're in very strict religions where they teach you to fear God versus love God and love the world and love what God has created in this world. I can't serve a religion where everything is fear. Fear the unknown. Fear them because they don't eat pork. They're bad people because they don't eat pork. They're going to hell. Really? Somebody going to hell just because they chose not to eat pork? Are they going to hell because they do eat pork? Our Almighty Creator is far more amazing and greater than that. He is not that petty. Or God or the universe or whoever your spiritual being is not that petty. See, that's a human trait. Humans are petty like that. And oftentimes, you will find pastors will steer you away from meditation, yoga. Why? Because they know once you're able to tap into your inner self, they'll tell you, tapping your inner self is demonic. He ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Sometimes you go in certain churches, you'll find the people with the lowest self-esteem in there. They lack knowledge of self about who they are as a person. Who they really are as a person. They get up and sing in church on Sunday, play the tambourine, beat on the drum, beep, 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 beep. And they don't know nothing about themselves. They don't know anything about their sexuality. They don't know anything that turns them on or what turns them off. They can't even go to a movie by themselves. They can't live by themselves. They can't function because that religion has bred them to be dependent on the pastor, the church, and the church members. Now, I'm not busting up on the church. What I'm trying to teach you, my spiritual tribe out there, there's going to come a time in your life where you're going to be stripped of everybody, and you're going to need to tap into who you are. You're going to need to manifest a better situation in your life. You can't rely on that pastor. That same pastor might be out there sleeping with prostitutes or other church members or guys or whatever he's doing. And they know once you tap into that level of spirituality, you no longer have a need for them. You no longer have a need for them. You're like, wait a minute, if I could tap into my godliness myself through meditation, eating healthy, hydrating, thinking positive, then what I need him for? Why I'm giving my money to him? They eating steak and lamb, and I'm over here eating pork and beans out of a can. It takes time to train your brain from negative thoughts to positive thoughts, from poverty to prosperity. And prosperity can mean love, acceptance, family. It's not necessarily money, cars, and houses. But you have to slow your brain waves down. You have to learn to zone in on who you are and what you desire and deserve in this universe. All you're doing is asking the universe to give you what you deserve. It's no black magic, nothing. It has nothing to do with religion. This is tapping into your spirituality, training your thought. Why wouldn't you want to think positive? How much longer are you going to hold on to hurt, pain, and negativity? And sometimes to get to this level of manifestation, you're going to have to detox your environment. You might need to burn some sage. We're going to get into that later. You might need to clean your house. You might need to cut off some friends and family members. Once you're able to take control over your mind and your thought process, that's when you become godly-like. That's when you become the boss of your universe. It can happen. You just have to train yourself. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to go over some breathing techniques, some light forms of meditation. Pardon me, it's cold here and I have the sniffles a little bit, but let's not focus on that. Positive manifestation. You're going to gently close your eyes. You're going to take a deep breath in. You're going to inhale. Exhale. Let your body feel like it deflate. Relax your shoulders. Relax your shoulders. Relax your neck. Relax your fingers. Relax your feet. You're going to close your eyes, not tightly, but just lightly. And you're going to concentrate on your breathing. You're going to breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. And you're going to focus your mind. While your eyes are closed, you might see blackness. You might see colored dots. That's all right. It's just the energy of the universe floating around. And you're going to relax. Focus, and you're going to concentrate. Thoughts are going to come in. That's okay. Let them come. And they're going to leave out. Continue breathing. The thoughts are going to come in, and they're going to leave out. But you're going to focus on your desires calmly. Think of your first positive desire. Breathe in, breathe out. Think of your second one. Breathe in, breathe out. Let the body be loose. No tension, nothing to be afraid of here. Just getting in tune with yourself. See your desires. You're gonna feel your desires. Desires are gonna run through your spirit. Just like water pouring down your back. Breathe in. Breathe. Out. Count of three, we're going to open our eyes slowly. One, breathe. Two, breathe. Three, open your eyes. You do this daily and jot down your thoughts. Start journaling. You'll see a change in your life situations. You'll start to become more one with yourself and more in tune with the universe around you. You can cannot escape the universe. You are part of it. You exist in it. Your cells, your body, your hair is all part of this world that we live in. You just have to choose how you're going to live in it. You're going to live in it and be a ball of positive energy, or you're going to be a dark force of negativity. The choice is yours. Thank you for tuning into Natural Vibes Holistic Podcast. You can find me on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Breaker. You can also find me on Twitter under Natural Vibes Holistic Counseling. I also run a holistic online counseling company through live video streaming. Our prices are very low. We're here to help people. And you can look us up on naturalvibesholist.wixsite, that's W-I-X-site, S-I-T-E, .com. Once again, that's naturalvibesholist.wixsite.com. You can also email me at naturalvibes.counseling@gmail.com. Any questions, anything about our services that we offer? Our live video streaming is nationwide, and we can set up times. We do life coaching, stress management, anger management, relationships, spirituality counseling. We cover various areas. We're here to help people. My goal for 2020 is to see people thinking better, loving themselves, and improving themselves. I'm your host, Antonio Hilton, a.k.a. Sharif Hadrami Bey. I want to say thank you once again for tuning in to Natural Vibes Holistic Podcast. I will see you soon. Peace and blessings, spiritual family.